This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and your patriarchy. We've got a lot to talk about today, so we are going to jump right in, but there is a little bit of admin that I have to do before we kick off the show. And that is to explain why I haven't been here for a few months. It's been a couple months since I have joined the show for a Friday. I usually do every Friday. And for the last couple months, you might have noticed that I have not been here. Well, that was because I made a little snafu on one of the shows in November, on one of the Friday shows in November. What ended up happening was that I ended up playing, and we do a lot of comedy here, you know, but we try to keep it PG-13. And sometimes my comedy ideas get a little bit libertine, I guess you might want to say. My comedy ideas get a little bit graphic. And sometimes I get carried away. Sometimes I do some comedy ideas and I just have to put, you know, I'm a millennial, I'm a young kid, I just have to put in some curse words. And that's for my show, the show that goes on iTunes, the show that goes out on the internet that isn't regulated by the FCC, the big government bureaucracy that basically tells everyone who can join the airwaves and what you can say on the air. And I basically made a very, very big faux pas, a big no-no. It was actually sort of a newbie no-no. I dropped an F-bomb on the air, and I was paying the price for it over the last couple months. I've been on probation, and I just wanted to extend my deepest apologies to any of the people who might have heard that, who might have heard what I had said. I'm not going to repeat what I said or the context. Let's just say that it couldn't have gotten much worse. It couldn't have been a bigger mistake. And it wasn't just like a, oh, F, you know, what the F. It was way more graphic than that. So I just wanted to extend my apologies to anyone who might have been at the radio station, who might have been surprised by this strange guy subbing in on the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, who seems to be a little bit loose-lipped, and that would be me. And unfortunately, we are told what to do by these big government bureaucracies. The FCC has sort of a sordid history of ever-increasing and ever-growing power. The FCC started out as just a way to basically give people the license to get on the air. And before the FCC was involved in TV and radio, well, they were just involved in the radio because TV hadn't really been invented yet. But the government decided that it was their place to give licenses to people. So, you know, I mean, I guess the government owns the air. Government owns the air. You see, government always wants to get bigger. Now, the folks at the FCC, the way they started out was, well, we're just going to give them a license. You know, we're not going to regulate anything. We're not going to really do much. But that is not how government bureaucracies work. Government bureaucracies always grow themselves. The people who work in these government bureaucracies are not going to sit here and vote themselves out of power. They're not going to vote themselves less power. So eventually the FCC began to take over the airwaves, not just the radio waves, but also the TV waves. And then they started in with all the regulations. They tried to tell you what you can and you can't say. Otherwise, they will fine you, and they can legally fine you. And what I did was definitely a fineable offense. And as sorry and as apologetic as I am, what I did was not that terrible when you really think about the grand scheme of things. When you think about ISIS rolling around chopping people's heads off, when you think about Harvey Weinstein with Uma Thurman and all the ladies that became starlets just because they landed up on the casting couch with Harvey Weinstein, when you think about Matt Lauer and the button under his desk to lock women in his office, when you think about all that, when you think about all the terrible things going on in the world, it's really, really hard to summon the rage for someone who just drops an F-bomb on the air. It's really hard to summon the rage. And I understand that a lot of you folks are probably thinking, why is this guy even apologizing? Why is this guy apologizing for dropping an F-bomb? I just dropped an F-bomb a little while ago, but I didn't do it on the air. Okay? Well, you can say it here, but you can't say it there. How does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. It only makes sense insofar as the government wants to keep and retain more and more power. That there aren't offensive things to say. There are a lot of offensive things to say, and you don't even have to cuss in order to do it. For example, I just heard the other day that all white people should be killed. I just heard the other day that we need a white genocide. There's no cuss words in that statement, but that's pretty offensive, wouldn't you say? Now, what if I say, I effing love President Trump? Is that a horrible thing to say? I mean, I guess it depends on which side of the aisle you land on. But if I say, I effing love President Trump, I mean, the context of the F word has a different meaning. It's just a qualifier. I'm just saying that I really, really, really love Trump. I effing love Trump. Now, what's so wrong with that? I always love it when these television stations play these R-rated movies and then they bleep out the bad word. They bleep out the bad word. They go beep, 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 beep. And they basically implant the bad word into your head. If they didn't want, what could the possible point of trying to censor bad words from being on the radio or on television be? Because if you put the show on there and you add a beep there, you're basically incepting bad words into people's heads. It's like when Trump allegedly called Haiti a bleep hole. A bleep hole. Of course, CNN, the big mainstream media companies, they get to go on there and violate FCC rules and regulations and social mores all the time. Well, because it's President Trump, they go out there and they actually say the word bleep hole. I'm not going to say it here now because I don't want to get in more trouble, but the big companies, they don't mind going out there and saying bleep hole because, well, they can afford to. If the FCC comes after them, they can afford to pay whatever fine. I unfortunately cannot. The fine is the same for me and for CNN. But the bleep is an empty gesture. It's an empty gesture because we all know what words we're talking about when we hear the beep, when we hear beep wad. Or beep head, or shut your beeping mouth, or whatever it happens to be, the word is being incepted into your head. They're implying the word. They're basically condoning its usage, even if they beep it out. And the media reaction with the faux outrage and all pretending that Trump is this awful, terrible guy because he said bleep hole is just proof positive that they don't really care about the real evils going on in the world. But they want to talk about cuss words.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show. My name is Brett Siegel, otherwise known as the Disgruntled Millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. You can get me on Facebook. We just broke 100,000 followers on Facebook. Yay. Rah, rah, rah. Congratulations to me. I'm so awesome. But it's not just me. We have a small group of patriots who are constantly posting, constantly bringing the news and speaking truth to power. And one of the cool things about my Facebook page is that we don't just list off a bunch of, you know, I mean, we do the memes, we do a bunch of videos, we do all the conservative stuff, but we also delve into the liberal stuff. We post liberal articles. We want liberals to speak for themselves. This is the thing about liberals. They don't want conservatives to speak for themselves, because when you get into a debate with a liberal and a conservative starts talking, you start to hear all these words like racism and sexism and stuff like that. The argument gets totally lost, okay? Now, as a conservative, I really, really, truly believe that I am on the right side, not just the right side, but I believe that I'm on the correct side, the right side, the moral side. And when we say the right side, the moral side, how can you make a value judgment? How can you say with certainty that what you believe is right? Well, you have to unpack your beliefs. You have to unpack the things that you say. When you make a claim, you have to make a warrant to substantiate that claim. That's just how logic works. So let's take Obamacare, for example. Let's say we're having a debate on Obamacare, and I say, I'm a conservative. I come to the table with some arguments, and I say, well, freedom is a standard, and Obamacare, you know, hoists freedom from individuals and basically puts it in the hands of the government and a big bureaucracy, a big unelected bureaucracy. Okay? I can make a value judgment based on that. Free is better than not free. Okay? And on the other side, they'll say, well, if you don't like Obamacare, well, then you're a racist, or you hate black people, or you hate brown people, or you hate old people, or you hate sick people. That is not an argument. That is not an argument. I think most well-meaning people in the world want people to have health care. They want people to get better. They want people to be healthy. The big difference between liberals and conservatives is how to go about doing that. How to go about doing that. And at the end of the day, freedom is justifiable. Freedom is morally justifiable. Taking freedom away from people isn't morally justifiable. That is why liberals have to say things like, oh, well, Donald Trump just wants sick people to die. He wants to send grandma down the river. You got Bernie Sanders out there saying, well, if we repeal Obamacare, we're going to have people dying in the streets. They're going to be dying. They're just gonna die. As if shredding a few pieces of paper is going to kill people. No, but when a conservative talks about Obamacare and removing Obamacare, we talk about free market principles. We talk about capitalism. We say, you know what? We want to help sick and poor people too. And the best way to do that is free market capitalism. Is to unshackle the doctors, unshackle the insurance companies, unshackle the individuals who are out there trying to get insurance so that they can move across state lines, for example, or so they can have a choice. You know, freedom of choice is a real thing. I mean, we always hear about freedom of choice from the liberals, right to choose, pro-choice. What about the choice to not get health care? What about the choice to suffer the consequences of not getting health care? That's a choice. Obamacare didn't make people healthier. But anyways, I digress. What I wanted to talk to you about a little bit was the way I run my Facebook page. The way I run my Facebook page is I let the liberals speak for themselves. Because you know what? The argument that you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're a sexist, you're an Islamophobe, that is all just demagoguery that is meant to shut you up. It is meant to just shut you up. Because I guarantee you that 99% of the people who voted for Donald Trump are not racist, are not bigots, are not homophobic, are not transphobic, are not Islamophobic. But if they can pin those labels on you, well, then they don't have to actually defend the policy. They can just say that you are evil, and anyone is evil. We can't have any part in evil. We can't take any part in evil. So that's what we like to do. We like to show the liberal articles. We like to show them screaming racist. We like to show them screaming sexist. We like to show them screaming homophobe. So we know exactly what kind of people they are. They are the kind of people who won't sit there and actually make a rational argument, but they will just try to sling epithets at you and hope that you are weak enough. They will hope that you are so weak that you will just shrivel, that you will shrink into a corner and give up the fight. And that's called demagoguery. And here at the Disgruntled Millennial and here at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, we're not afraid of putting liberal points of view out there. We're not afraid of that. We don't need to shut them down. We need for them to speak for themselves. We need for them to speak louder. This last year has been absolutely amazing because the left is losing its mind. It's hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious. The left is losing its mind over absolutely everything. And now more and more and more people can see what it's all about. More and more people can see what it is all about. People are flocking to the conservative movement. People are flocking. They don't want to be called a bigot and a racist anymore. For simple things. For a question. You can't even question liberal values without them jumping down your throat and calling you a bigot, racist, sexist, homophobe. So instead of shutting them up like they do to us, we put them out there, we put them front and center, and we let everyone get a good, strong whiff of their demagoguery. Because to be perfectly honest, nothing is better for the conservative movement than a bunch of liberals trying to explain themselves. Second only to conservatives who are actually allowed to speak and explain themselves. Because when we're not being censored by Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, we actually can make a few good points. We actually make some good points. This is why YouTube and Facebook and Google need to censor us. Because we make good points. We make irrefutable points. We make points that the only way you can attack them is by calling us names. That's the only way. And they know that, too. This is why everyone got so upset about Donald Trump's bleephole statement about Haiti. Trump allegedly said, 2 weeks in the news cycle already, it's all just based on something that allegedly happened, might not have even happened. But Trump allegedly said bleephole. And watch as the media goes crazy trying to pin him as a vulgar, racist guy who just, you know, he hates Haiti, he hates brown people. They try to pin him as this terrible, terrible guy when they all forget that Hillary Clinton literally did turn Haiti into a bleep hole. And I love this because Haitians are coming out left and right saying, we agree with Trump. That's why we're coming here. That's why the boats are coming this way towards America. And it's so funny watching leftists go around saying, well, no, Haiti isn't a bleep hole. Okay, well, then why is it such a humanitarian crisis for us to send them back there? How about that? If it's such a wonderful place to live, you go live there. But don't get mad at President Trump for speaking a little bit of truth. Get me at Shaq General. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And salutations. You are tuning into the Disgruntled Millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the Disgruntled Millennial. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in Northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and your patriarchy. We're talking a little bit about Donald Trump and his bleep hole comments. It's been making the rounds in the news. One bad word. I mean, bad, I guess, depending on how you look at it or what context or who says it or whatever. One bad word. We have two weeks news cycle that's been basically been dominating the news. Trump is racist. He's a bigot. He is mentally unstable. But let's face it. Come on. The folks who are wearing the kitty cat hats, I'm going to try not to curse in this episode. This is the first time I'm back on the air since I got sort of put on probation for saying a cuss word on the air. And it's just funny now. Now everybody's doing it. Maybe I started a little trend and now everyone is doing it. CNN, they're going bleep hole, bleep hole, bleep hole. Of course, if Barack Obama had said bleep hole, they would have actually bleeped it out on the air. They don't want people looking at Democrats as being vulgar and rude. But of course, if it's Donald Trump, they want to make sure. They want to lean into it. They want to lean into his vulgarity. So they're going to say it. They're going to repeat it. They're going to repeat it over and over and over and over again so that you, the audience, the attentive audience, knows how awful and terrible and mentally unstable and unfit for the presidency Donald Trump is. Just so that you know. But let's face it, the leftists don't really care about vulgarity. These are the people that are marching on Washington with P-word hats. P-word hats, I'm sorry, pink hats that are shaped like cat ears. These are the people that go around with full body suits shaped like a vagina. These are the people talking about President Trump and his vulgarity. They say he's a racist because he said that. Well, Hillary Clinton literally turned Haiti into a bleep hole. And people are more concerned with the fact that Trump brought it up and he said it out loud. Priorities, folks. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how they don't care about actual evil, but just this perceived evil? Because in the postmodernist world, there is no such thing as good and evil, right? But we live in reality. There is such thing as good and evil, no matter what your philosophy says, or your anti-philosophy. That's what I think of postmodernism. It's an anti-philosophy because it has nothing to do with reality. Reality is objective. Postmodernism is subjective. So when you hear people coming out and saying, oh, you do you, it's your truth, like Oprah saying, it's your truth. You just have to explore your truth. Get to know your truth. No, there's only the truth, and then there's falsehoods, okay? Your truth, there is no such thing as your truth. But that's what postmodernism does. That's what postmodernism does. It creates this totally subjective world where you can literally go around saying, oh, there is no right and wrong, and feel great about yourself, like, because you're not judgmental, you know? Leftists use that in the context of, okay, well, you know, if a conservative says, oh, well, it's a sin to be a homosexual, the liberals will come out and say, well, there is no right and wrong. There is no such thing as sin. And literally in the next breath, they will call you evil for not approving of homosexual lifestyle. Wait a minute, didn't you just say there's no such thing as good and evil? Didn't you say that there's no such thing as right and wrong? Full disclosure here, my best friend is gay. I have no problem with homosexuals. No problem with homosexuals whatsoever. What I do have a problem with is people being told what to think. That is what I have a problem with. I don't have any problem with you being gay, but if you're one of these gay people that goes around telling everybody else what to think, well then yes, I do have a problem with you, just like I would have a problem with a straight person going around telling everybody what to think. Now, we live in an objective reality. This is why postmodernism utterly breaks down, even for the postmodernist. This is why, even though the idea of postmodernism is a totally subjective world where there's no universal idea of right and wrong, this is why liberals or postmodernists still try to pin conservatives with being good and evil. This is why they're Nazis. Wait a minute. If there's no such thing as good and evil, why is being a Nazi bad? How could you make the claim that being a Nazi is bad if you think that there's no such thing as good and evil? If there's no one right way to live, how is being a Nazi bad? It's because no matter how they try to instill this idea that, oh, it's just one big kumbaya, my lord, and we can get along with the pedophiles, we can get along with the Islamists, we can get along with every single person, we can get along with everybody. This kumbaya, my lord. You see, they don't even believe it. They don't even believe that stuff. Because try getting them in a room with a conservative and have a civil conversation. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. These people do make value judgments about right and wrong and good and evil, which, by their own philosophy, is evil. Making a value judgment about good and evil, according to the postmodernists, according to the postmodernist philosophy, is evil. How does that work? This is why I call it an anti-philosophy. Because once you start talking about once you start making absolute statements, like, for example, there is no such thing as an absolute truth. Let's unpack that statement. There is no such thing as absolute truth. Well, is that statement true? Is that statement absolutely true? If it's true that there's no such thing as absolute truth, well, then the statement, there is no such thing as absolute truth, is not absolutely true. It's a self-defeating statement. It's a self-defeating philosophy. And this is why you have liberals screaming at the sky, hating Trump for absolutely no reason. And even after all the great things, even if you have a conversation with a liberal and they concede to you all of the policy arguments, all the good things that Trump is doing for the country today, let's say they concede it, they will still tell you that they hate him because he said grab him by the pee. Listen, I have been in liberal circles since I was a boy. I was raised as a liberal, by a liberal, for liberals, friends with liberals, in a town full of liberals, okay? Liberals do not care about vulgarity. They do not care about locker room talk. They do not care about saying grab them by the pee or making an off-color joke or something like that. They don't really care about that. Okay? All this outrage about Donald Trump saying this and saying that, it's fake. It's faux outrage. People are trying to be outraged. They are trying to get upset about it. But the more they cry, the more they scream, the better I feel, because it implicitly negates their whole philosophy. Their whole philosophy, the philosophy of be yourself, say whatever you want, do whatever you want, take whatever you want. The whole philosophy, it shrivels and shrinks in the face of them getting upset at Donald Trump needlessly. It does. Because it shows them that they're not morally consistent. It shows them that they're not consistent with their own philosophy. In the sexually liberated world of liberals, saying something like grab them by the pee wouldn't be that big of a deal. Just saying it. Yeah, I mean, of course, doing it would be a big deal. But this fake outrage about Donald Trump saying, grab him by the pee, and that no matter what he does in the next 4 years, that is going to color his entire presidency. That one statement. Now, I challenge any liberal out there listening. Now, go back in time in your mind and think to yourself, have I ever had locker room thoughts or said anything that might be construed as locker room talk? I certainly have. I guess that makes my point of view about free market capitalism, I guess that makes it all wrong. Think about the logic. Trump said bad words, therefore he's crazy. Are we really going to open that can of worms? Are we really going to go around accusing people who say bad words of being crazy? I don't think we want to go down that slippery slope. I really don't think we want to, especially the liberals. I have, like I said, I've been in liberal circles. There are vulgarities and nastiness and things that are said that are just, I can't even repeat it. I wouldn't repeat it. And in the next breath, the same exact folks will go around saying, Trump is an awful, terrible, terrible person, and Republicans, they just want you to die. They're evil, evil, awful, terrible people. And remember, these are the people who go around saying that everyone should be accepted, everyone should be listened to, everyone should be tolerated. All points of view are valid. All points of view are valid unless you hold conservative beliefs, that is. Coexist. We have to coexist. We need togetherness. Trump is divisive. We want togetherness. We want to bring people together. Kumbaya, my lord. Oh, hey, I'm a conservative. Can I come and hang out with you, with you guys? You're a bunch of liberals. I'm a conservative. No, you are a racist, bigot, sexist, homophobe, and we say no. Hashtag me too. Hashtag resist. See, a lot of liberals don't want conservatives in their inner circle because the very presence of a conservative in their inner circle could very easily lay waste to their entire point of view, to their entire worldview. Because in simple conversation, a conservative might come, maybe there's an alternative perspective. Bigot, racist, bigot. I almost got fired from a job for posts on Facebook. Somebody, I'm not going to put any details in here because I know the people. I do hang out with a lot of liberals. I do run in a lot of liberal circles, and one person actually tried to get me fired because of things I said on Facebook. They said that I was going to do my job poorly on purpose because Trump won, and now because conservatives are all emboldened to be mean and hateful to liberals. Hashtag coexist, right?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from LifeChange T. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I'm going to be doing Fridays again. I'm back on the air. I took a little hiatus because I was on probation. I was warming the bench for Kevin Jackson because I made a little faux pas. I said a curse word. I said a bleep word, a word that should have been bleeped out, but wasn't bleeped out, and unfortunately, it's only okay when CNN does it. When CNN says bad words on the air, it's okay. When Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, says bad words on the air, it's not okay for some reason. I guess it's a liberal conservative thing. It's okay for liberals to say bad words, but it's not okay for conservatives. If a liberal does it, they're libertine, they're liberated, they say what they want, they think what they want, they're free spirits, free and open minds. But when a conservative does it, oh, he's vulgar. He's being vulgar. Trump is vulgar. He needs to be impeached. He's mentally unstable. Oh, my wonderful liberal friends, you never cease to entertain me. You know, all this talk about bringing people together, all this talk about kumbaya, my lord, you know, all this talk about togetherness and coexistence. Liberals really have a hard time coexisting with conservatives. If you just meet, like, you got to get to know someone before you drop the conservative bomb on them. If you're trying to be friends with a liberal, you have to really get to know them before you drop the conservative bomb, before you let them know that you're a conservative. They have to like you first. Because that's when the cognitive dissonance comes in, when you say, I'm a conservative, and then they say something like, but you're so nice. But you're so nice, I had no idea. Yeah, conservatives tend to be really, really nice people. Did you know that conservatives actually give more to charity? Conservatives give more to charity than liberals. In the liberal mindset, the government is supposed to be giving all the charity, and you don't have to actually lift a finger, you know? The taxpayers are the ones giving the charity. So if you just sort of virtue signal and go out there and you say, poor people should have health care, poor people should have food and housing, and old people should have health care, and we need a free education for everyone, it's easy to say that. It's easy to virtue signal like that. It's very, very easy. What's hard is working your butt off and then voluntarily giving your own money away to someone. That, to me, is a much nicer thing to do than going around just saying, poor people should have health care. I think poor people should have health care, too. I think poor people should have housing, too. I just have a different way of going about it. I think freedom will always be my go-to. Less freedom, more government bureaucracy, bigger government is what liberals tend to do. And since that basically doesn't work, they have to come to terms with the fact that they support policies that don't actually work. And then once they do that, they will eventually have to come to terms with the fact that their ideology, that their big government ideology, is more important to them than helping the people who they claim to want to help. Otherwise, if that weren't the case, well, then they would actually hear some conservatives out about some policy prescriptions that might actually help people, that might help lift all the boats. The rising tide that lifts all boats. But no, even in this recent tax plan, everybody benefits, including rich people. They're Americans too, right? No. Liberals think that if it helps the rich people, oh, we shouldn't help the rich people. They don't need any help. No, you know what? Maybe they don't need help. You know what they need? They need to be free. They need to be free, just like you need to be free. The jealousy on the left the jealousy on the left is staggering sometimes. It's not okay that everyone do well. Some people have to be doing poorly in order to make the people who are doing, in order to make that meaningful, in order to make it meaningful that poor people have food and that sick people have health care and that young kids have education. In order to make that meaningful, someone else has to be doing poorly. That money has to be taken away by force from someone else. Otherwise, it's not valuable. The liberals aren't giving their money away. I take that back. Some liberals are giving their money away. I saw a video the other day where a bunch of millionaires came out and they were like, well, yeah, of course we need socialism. Socialism is great and all. These millionaires, you know? Of course, it's supposed to show the idea that, well, even the rich people think that we should have wealth redistribution. Even rich people think that. Okay, how about we do this? How about we do, let's play a little game here. Let's play a little freedom exercise, okay? You, with freedom, with universal freedom, you are free to give away however much money you want to whatever cause you want to. No one's stopping you. All these rich folks who come out and say, oh, yeah, socialism is just the best thing since sliced bread. I'll tell you what, if you really think so, then you give away your money, but don't take my money. That's mine.
I know that's a word that liberals don't like, mine, but it is mine. And if there happens to be a rich guy out there who wants to hoard his money, I mean, I swear, I hear this on CNN all the time. Oh, he's just hoarding his money. The liberals, they make all this money and then they don't spend it because they have to spend it in order for it to be good for the economy. And since they don't spend it, they're bad people. They're hoarders. They're hoarding their money as if that money belongs to other people. What about the fact that it's mine? Mine, not yours, and you don't have a right to it. It doesn't belong to you. You don't get to vote away my property rights. Why do you think you can vote away my property rights? I'm not rich by any stretch, all right? But I support, you know, but I want to be rich one day. In the liberal world, why would anyone want to be rich? All that's going to mean is that people are going to come out and say that you got your money through ill-gotten gains, that you had a nefarious business. That's why you made that much. Nobody makes that much money without being evil and mean, without being mean to people. Nobody makes that much money. That's how unimaginative the left is. They honestly think that people can't make an honest dime. They honestly think that anyone who is successful had to take it away from someone else. They had to leave a poor person in the dust in order for that person to get rich. And since that's what they think, they don't think that you have a right to your money. Of course they don't think that you have a right to earn money and put it away. And if you want to take it to your grave, that's your prerogative. If you want to take it to your grave, that's your prerogative. But guess what? Liberals don't even want that. They don't want you to take your money to your grave. They want to have death taxes and all sorts of taxes that basically negate your property rights, that negate your right to go out there into the world and be productive. And it's coming to the point where simply believing that, simply openly stating that, it's like a hate crime. It's hate speech to say that I should be able to keep most of my money, that I should be able to keep my money and decide what I want to do with my money and decide what charities I want to give to. No, can we really come together with leftists? Can we really come together with folks? I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind being in a room with leftists, but they have, for some reason, I get people don't mind being in a room with me. I don't know. Maybe I just stink or maybe I give off some sort of vibe or something, but I have been banished from certain social circles because of my beliefs about politics. I've never banished anyone because of their beliefs on politics. I would rather have a conversation. I would rather hear what you have to say. Even if I don't like what you have to say, I still want to hear it. I still believe in your right to say it. What was that? What's that saying? I might disagree with you, but I will fight to the death for your right to speak what it is that you think. Liberals don't believe that anymore. They used to believe that. They used to be liberalism used to be a bastion of free speech, but now it's not. Now it's not. Now people are trying to just shut you up. And in social circles, it's happening all the time. Conservatives are getting basically banned from family reunions, left and right, banned from Christmas, banned from Thanksgiving, divorced. There are articles out there. There are people who are saying, how do you come to terms with being married to a Trump supporter? And of course, the conclusion is divorce the guy. Because how can you be married to a bigot, racist, nasty, sexist, misogynist, homophobe? And for all the talk about togetherness, liberals are really, really laying into the whole divisiveness thing. Now, whatever happened to togetherness? Whatever happened to diversity? You know, diversity has a few different meanings. You know, it's not just diversity of skin color. It's diversity of thought, diversity of opinion. We can disagree and still sit in the same room and be amicable towards each other, can't we? Or have we totally left that behind? Now, it's just rich to me that the folks who are going around singing Kumbaya, my Lord, and chortling about universal togetherness and diversity, these are the same people who will literally just shut you up if you start talking about conservatism. They will shut you up. And I've heard people outright say, look, I can't be friends with Trump supporters. I can't. Here's my perspective. I don't care whether you're black, white, straight, gay, trans, Jew, Christian, whatever. If you respect my freedom, we can be friends. Come be friends with me on Twitter at Shaq General. Definitely check out my Facebook. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. We will be right back.
He won't
nonstop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.